Simon & Schuster presents Ember Spark and the Frost Phoenix by Abby Elphinstone. Read by Paula Masterton. For my niece, Matilda, whose own stories sparkle as bright as a frost phoenix. 1. Like four-leaf clovers and shooting stars, magical beasts are hard to spot. Even if you happen to be told there was a baby dragon snoozing in a tree at the bottom of your garden, the chances are you'd never actually see it. Because magical beasts know that if they want to live in peace, they've got to stay hidden. They've got to remain the world's best-kept secret. Now and again, though, creatures like dragons, unicorns, and hippogriffs need to creep out into the open to seek help when they're injured or unwell. Then things get a bit more complicated. Magical beasts might sense who they can trust, but they don't call ahead to say they're on their way. They don't message if they're running late, and they certainly don't knock at the front door then wait to be invited inside. They just charge on in, unannounced, uninvited, and utterly unexpected. Which is exactly what happened when 10-year-old Ember Spark and her best friend Arno Whisper sat down in the kitchen one October afternoon to eat their tea. It started out as a perfectly ordinary tea time. Ember lifted two pizzas out of the oven, Arno tugged them off the bacon tray onto plates, and they sat down to eat. Arno with a knife and fork because he liked to be neat and tidy, and Ember with her hands because she thought being neat and tidy was a waste of time. Then, without any warning whatsoever, the seagull shot through the open window and crash-landed on the kitchen table. At least, Ember and Arno thought it was a seagull, to begin with. "What's a seagull doing in here?" Ember cried as she and Arno leapt to their feet. The panicked bird stamped on the prongs of a fork, and Arno ducked as the cutlery zoomed over his head and clattered against a cupboard. Ember stifled a giggle. "See, Arno? Even seagulls think eating pizza with a knife and fork is stupid." Then she cocked her head, because after a moment's inspection, she was suddenly struck by how unlike a seagull the bird actually looked. Ember frowned. She had lived in Yon, a sleepy seaside village on the east coast of Scotland, all her life. And the seagulls she'd seen strutting along the beach and flying over the rooftops had grey wings, webbed feet, blunt...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?